I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. Reaching for the TV remote is such a habit now, it's hard to imagine Atlanta viewers were once thrilled to have two TV stations to watch. In late 1948, WSB-TV was it. It was 6 months before you could change channels. Then on this day, in 1949, WAGA went on the air. On a set like the Muntz, which cost a pretty late 40s penny, a comparatively small audience watched Channel 5's 3 hours of evening programming from CBS, the DuMont Network, and occasionally ABC. Between 1948 and 1956, Georgia had only 14 commercial stations. TV stations cost a lot to start up. WAGA started in a house, then moved into its larger studios at 1018 West Peachtree. The tower was literally in the backyard. The mascot, the janitor's pet, was a black Yorkshire Terrier named Wagga. Before long, they were offering Atlanta Cracker baseball and a country music show hosted by John Farmer. The channel-changing ritual started with WAGA's premiere on March 8, 1949, Today in Georgia History.
Today in Georgia History is made possible by the generous support from the Robert W. Woodruff Foundation and as a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org.